Welcome to another edition of the TeachNet podcast, and I'm Clifford Brown, and with me in the studio today I have Michael Hallisey and John Hurley, who are the directors of TeachNet. And we're going to start by asking the lads about what TeachNet is, and then our focus of today's podcast is on the summer courses that TeachNet are going to offer this year. So John, I'll ask you to tell me a little bit about TeachNet and what it's all about.
Okay, so TeachNet is a project that's hosted by St. Pat's College in Drumcondra. It's all about working with teachers, providing resources online and also providing professional development online. So the project has been up and running since 2002. And over the past 9 years, we have been providing grants to teachers to develop websites for use by other teachers at both primary and post-primary level. And those websites are on the teachnet.ie website, and they range, you know, across all of the subject areas. There are projects that have been created by teachers for teachers. That's our motto. And so in the last 3 years, we've extended that then to online courses for teachers, because they've become more and more, I suppose, a part and parcel of CPD for teachers. We started out with four courses in 2009, and this year we have 17 courses available for teachers.
That's a big expansion. And Michael, would you like to tell us a little bit about how teachers might like to get involved in doing a summer course with TeachNet this year, perhaps?
Certainly, Cliff. I suppose just to go back on that for a moment, I suppose from the work we've been doing with teachers for nearly 20 years now in this area, we've found that more and more there are levels of teacher competency and teacher confidence when it comes to ICT. And our focus is very much on helping teachers to use ICT in the curriculum. And so with that in mind, we've developed different levels of courses. We've developed courses which are more suited to people who are, you know, in the early stages, people who have some knowledge and want to deepen their knowledge, and then for people who have quite a lot of knowledge and they want to maybe explore a new area or a new topic. So that's just something to add. So within those 17 courses that John discussed, there are different levels. The best place to go is to the teachnet.ie website. If you go there, you will find information on all the courses. It's a one click from the course to enrol, and off you go.
I see. And so, John, coming back to you, the courses that you're offering this summer, they're all online courses, and maybe you would maybe take us through some of them and what they cover.
Okay, so I suppose firstly to say what is an online course. Basically, that's a course that you can do in your own time, at your own computer, and do it when suits you over the summer time, right? It's something that the department have started doing the last few years. So basically the course opens on the 1st of July. You have until the 28th of August to complete the course. The course is 20 hours long. Some of that is you go through presentations which you can watch and listen to. That's the way we do it. Some other people just have text that you have to click through. But you can watch and listen to our presentations. And then you have to complete a task which you do on the forum, on the interactive forum. And that's where you can get to, you know, I suppose, collaborate and communicate with other teachers that are doing the courses as well. So the courses, as Michael said, you know, we have something there for beginners. We have getting started computer basics for teachers, and photos and music for teachers. And they're aimed at teachers who know very little about using the computer. Sometimes we think about, you know, when we're getting started with the computer, that we should be starting with Word or word processing or whatever. We feel it's, you know, very much about, you know, getting to know what the computer is about. The tutorials that we use there are very easy follow. Even though it is online, it's you know, you don't need very much skills and knowledge to get on board. Basically, once you can open a web browser, click on to the course, it will do the rest for you. Okay, so they're the kind of the getting started courses. Then I suppose we have a range of courses that focus in on the use of ICT in the classroom. over the past 2 years, our most popular courses have been around the use of the interactive whiteboard. So we have, you know, a general course on using the interactive whiteboard, and we have courses on using the Promethean board and using the smart board. We also have a course there on using the digital projector and laptop. And what they really focus on aren't just about kind of the skills and how do you actually turn on the whiteboard and so on. Yes, those bits are there. Mm-hmm. But it's more about how you can actually get the students working with you, how to kind of some really kind of cool ideas for using resources off the internet and so on with your interactive whiteboard so that you're kind of using it creatively.
I think that's the important part, and I think that's what distinguishes TeachNet courses from maybe other providers, is that the focus is on the children's interaction with the technology as a learning tool, and you're equipping teachers to be able to bring that style of learning into the classroom. Mm-hmm. So could you give me some examples of some of the other course headings and what sort of topics might be covered? Is there any curriculum material being developed this year?
Well, I suppose there's a big focus on literacy and numeracy this year. So we have developed a range of new courses which focus specifically on those, and they include enhancing literacy with ICT. So that's a general look at technology and how you can use it to enhance literacy in the classroom. Enhancing literacy with the interactive whiteboard, very specifically. Enhancing numeracy with technology tools, that's enhancing numeracy with ICT, and enhancing numeracy with your interactive whiteboard. So there are four new courses that we've created specifically focusing in on literacy and numeracy.
And very topical,
yeah.
Indeed.
But we'd also say that we have a strong literacy and numeracy focus in all of the courses, right?
Yes.
So if you're doing the general interactive whiteboard course, there is a focus there on literacy and numeracy as well.
And Michael, have you anything else on that?
Yes, Cliff. I suppose two things. One, we would be a little bit concerned that with the current focus on literacy and numeracy, that a lot of what we hear and read is very much around traditional literacy, and it's very important, undoubtedly. But I suppose we would come from the school of thought that a lot of the new technologies that we are using on these courses, blogs, wikis, podcasts, the interactive whiteboard, the computer, they are opening up new forms of literacy, new literacies. Digital literacy might be one of them. There are others. And we're conscious that within the courses that we are trying to look at what impact these new technologies are having on literacy and on the concept of numeracy as well, because, these technologies are changing what we mean by these age-old concepts of both literacy and numeracy. And I think that's something that we're hoping to bring to the teachers, that they'll have a more informed view on what it means to be literate and numerate in the 21st century, having participated in a TeachNet course.
And I think this is another important aspect of your courses with TeachNet, is that the designers and the authors of the various courses that you have are all from teaching backgrounds pretty well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So we have people like Simon Luce, John O'Mahony, John Rust, Anne Jackson on the special needs courses. Yourself, Cliff, you've been doing a lot of work around particularly Web 2 technologies and so on. So we think that the courses, the teachers that we have are like the best in class as such. Mm-hmm. They're doing it on the ground in their own classrooms. They're doing it through education centres and through face-to-face courses, and this is an extension of that. And we have also been bringing on new teachers and lecturers as well from St. Pat's, or the likes of Donlan from Mater Dei as well. So we've a wide range of teachers involved in this. So it's very, very practical.
Indeed, great expertise behind the courses and the creation of those courses. These courses then will run throughout the summer, to reiterate that. Is there any cost associated with doing these for teachers? Is it minimal?
Yeah, they cost €90.
Oh yeah,
right,
that's good value.
For a course, right?
For and, the quality
and
that, of what it
that's
is.
Comparable to the, you know, other courses that are out there at the moment. One thing we'd say about the course fee, right? As we've mentioned earlier, these courses are hosted by St. Pat's. Any of the profit from the online courses goes back into the providing of grants to teachers in the overall TeachNet project, which is run on a not-for-profit basis.
Right. Excellent. And of course, an important consideration is that they also qualify for extra personal vacation days as well. However, I would say too that these courses are not just limited to primary teachers. There's something there for everybody. So even if you're a second level teacher, I'm sure you could engage with this, since second level schools have just received new equipment in their schools also.
Yeah, absolutely, Cliff. And I think we've actually trialled a number of these courses, particularly the Web 2 courses, with second level teachers and with a number of second level schools. And I think what we found, and we've had some second level teachers on the courses in the past, what we find is that being able to take these courses in their own time over the summer really gives them another insight into how they can use these technologies within their own subject areas. Whether it's in the history or geography or in the language arts in particular, we've had people from those areas. So, yeah, if there are teachers out there who want to take it, we'd be confident that they'll find something in it for themselves.
Well, it sounds like an exciting range of courses for the summer.
Just, I suppose, one thing we'd want to say, one thing that has struck us over the past 2 years, we obviously evaluate everything we do. We talk to the teachers that have participated on the courses. And on the website, we've put up some of the comments that teachers have given and feedback that teachers have given us on the courses. And overwhelmingly, they've been very positive. And I think really what we're really interested in is, can these courses or participating on these courses benefit the teacher back in their own classroom? Mm. And sometimes that's difficult to do if you're doing a course over the summer. But, and sometimes teachers want to do the course just for the sake of getting the 3 days, and that's very important. But I think what we're really finding is that, these courses are having a benefit and the teachers are bringing back to the classroom what they've learned. To facilitate that, we leave the course open and give access to teachers to the course beyond the finish date at the end of August.
Oh, that's an important consideration now. Yeah.
So again, so that they can practice what they've learned during the summer, bring it back into their classroom.
So when you're finished and you want to revisit the material and the content, you can reaccess it.
Exactly.
That's another important distinction and a very valuable one. Excellent. Well, I think that should give everybody a good flavour of what's involved in the TeachNet online summer courses this year. If you're interested in pursuing one of the courses, go to teachnet.ie and you'll find all the details there.